Hi, welcome to Metro by T-Mobile.
Hey, my dad is in serious need of an upgrade.
Yeah, my phone's a fossil.
He needs a new phone and a new network, stat.
Well, when he switches to Metro, he can get an amazing iPhone 7 with HD Retina display for just $99.99 after ID validation.
Wow, $99.99?
Bye-bye, fossil.
Requires porting of eligible number not currently active on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. With validation of ID, an independent database limit 4 per account slash household. 32 gigabyte model only. See store for details and terms and conditions.
This is John Batchelor. All this week, I will be broadcasting with my partner, Scala Incorporated, from the National Retail Federation at the Javits Center in New York City. Scala Incorporated and I will be attending NRF 2020, retail's biggest show, to demonstrate the latest retail marketing technology. I will speak with thought leaders in the retail marketing technology industry, presented by Scala Incorporated. Scala Incorporated is a global digital marketing company transforming the retail landscape with digital signage. Visit Scala.com to learn more.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show, The Great Migration. I learned from Catherine Semser, a research fellow at Property, Environment, and Research Center, and also at the African Wildlife Economy Institute, that the Great Migration, one of the phenomena of the Earth, is under review because of loss of habitat. Let's do definitions. Catherine, a very good evening to you. The Great Migration, I learned from your article in the most recent PERC magazine, is a phenomenon of nature that I had only ever seen in photographs. I'd never even asked the question, what's going on here? So I will ask you, what is the Great Migration? What purpose does it serve for these animals and for the habitats they migrate across? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me on your show. The Great Migration is one of the most iconic displays of African wildlife. Most of your listeners are probably familiar with it through numerous nature documentaries from the BBC, National Geographic, etc. And the Great Migration refers to the seasonal movement of wildebeest, zebra, and Thompson gazelle in the Serengeti Mara ecosystem, which straddles the border between Kenya and Tanzania. And this is the largest, most diverse migration on the planet. When I say diverse, it's the diversity of species. It's three species as opposed to one. And unlike most migrations, which are from point A to point B, the Great Migration is a circular occurrence with these animals moving in almost a whirl, following the rains and the seasons across the Serengeti and Mara Plain.
So they're following wet weather. They go where the water is. Is that how? Is it south, north, summertime, wintertime? That's their thinking?
They're following the wet weather, but along with the wet weather comes increased nutritional value of the forage of the land that they're moving through. So they're also following the food.
I also learned from you that because these animals, especially Thompson gazelle, wildebeest, and zebras, are especially appetizing to the big cats. Those big cats are part of the ecosystem. How does it work? If a big cat takes one of these wildebeests, what happens to the body?
That's an excellent question. And that link between the animals that are migrating and the large carnivores in the Serengeti Mara ecosystem is something that should not be overlooked. We are starting to lose lions in East Africa compared to Southern Africa. And if the lions are lost, if the wildebeest are lost, they're going to take the lions with them. The wildebeest and Thompson gazelle and zebra populations have a direct impact on the size and distribution of the populations of lions, but also cheetahs and other large carnivores that prey on the herds and that are also valued by tourists, for photographic opportunities. And, several thousand animals fall prey to the big cats, over the course of the migration. These animals that fall prey to the big cats also feed scavengers, including hyenas. And as their carcasses decay, they add phosphorus, nitrogen, and carbon to the soil, supporting the vegetation that in turn feeds the impalas, hartebeests, and other herbivores that share the Serengeti Mara Plain with the animals in the Great Migration.
And then we mentioned the tourists as well, Catherine, right? I mean, this is part of the attraction that brings investment into Tanzania and Kenya, which is the tourist trade. But let's turn back to the Great Migration, because I promise stress. This is a 10-million-acre expanse. What is the threat? How does it define itself now?
So the threat that we're seeing is primarily in the northern reach of the migration on the Kenyan side of the border. And the primary threat is the expansion of agriculture. Kenya has a growing population. It's adding about 1 million people each year. The current population of the country is around 40 million. That's expected to double, more than double, to 85 million by 2050. And we're starting to see more people coming into the Serengeti Mara ecosystem and starting small plots of farmland, primarily crop agriculture, but also livestock raising. And, with this influx of agriculture comes both human-wildlife conflict, but also increased fencing and other elements that fragment the habitat. So the wildebeest, the zebra, and the gazelles are being squeezed into a tighter and tighter channel. And if trends continue, that channel is going to be closed off completely.
You write admiringly of Kenya's Wildlife Act of 2013. What has that achieved?
So one thing that the Wildlife Act of 2013 does is allow for the establishment of wildlife conservancies. And this is part of Kenya's ongoing process of devolution. A lot of power ensconced into the central government and giving more power back to local authorities. And under wildlife conservancies, communities or private landowners are able to file paperwork that gets their land designated as a wildlife conservancy. And once they've done that, they share a management responsibility with the Kenya Wildlife Service for the management of the wildlife on the land in which they inhabit. This, almost corporate standing also allows them to enter into contractual agreements with photo tourism operators, something that can bring income into the landowner's pocket or the community's coffers.
There's a mismatch of income here, if I read your presentation correctly. They're paid $30 to $50 per hectare to participate in the conservancy system. This is the landowners. They get $40 to $50 per hectare for livestock maintenance, but they get $100 for agriculture. So in the balance of things, it's unequal. And the Great Migration is going to suffer if I follow this logic.
It is, and I think that this situation highlights the big challenge that's facing African conservation. For, well over a decade now, conservationists have been pointing to tourism as a way to facilitate conservation. And what is happening with the Great Migration shows us that tourism is not always economically competitive with other land uses. So this raises the question of how do we make habitat conservation more economically competitive with agriculture, but also mining, forestry, et cetera. And going beyond that, how do we even better integrate conservation into agriculture, forestry, mining, and other enterprises?
Does this challenge get attention in Kenya? Or is it in the newspapers, on the television, or is this a matter that's a regular conversation?
It is getting a fair bit of attention in Kenya and the rest of East Africa. In Kenya, tourism provides about 14% of the country's GDP. So the loss of something like the Great Migration, which brings thousands of tourists a year to the Mara Serengeti ecosystem, is not something that can be taken lightly. So it is getting attention, and in fact, the researchers who uncovered the loss of the Great Migration, the team included individuals from Kenyan universities.
Yes, you point to a Science magazine article, that's the agreed-upon peer-reviewed magazine of hard science, that the Great Migration has deteriorated by half for the wildebeest since 77. Is that correct, by 50%?
That is what the research shows, yes.
That is a surprising downward trend. One more detail. How are carbon credits used to augment or to supplement the Great Migration?
Well, that remains to be seen. Right now, the the leaders of the conservancies in the Mara Serengeti ecosystem are exploring how carbon credits might be able to help them make conservation more economically competitive with other land uses. The thinking is that by tapping into carbon markets, which honestly remain underdeveloped in Africa, they might be able to bring in the revenue that will allow conservation to compete with crop agriculture and livestock production on price. And, this is not an entirely alien concept in Kenya. The Maasai Wilderness Trust has leveraged carbon credit markets to conserve 1 million acres of land. These lands form a wildlife corridor between Tsavo and Amboseli National Parks. And there's also a company called Wildlife Works that is using carbon credit markets to conserve a wildlife corridor between Tsavo East and Tsavo West National Parks. So there's precedent for doing this. There are some challenges that remain. We have to enhance the transactional capacity within African banks to execute, these types of transactions that could bring carbon markets, to bear on this challenge. And, a place where the NGO community might be able to play a role is in mitigating the early stage investment risks and providing jumpstart financing through grants that defray the front, development costs and fund things like business planning and financial structuring milestones so that we can bring those markets to bear on challenges like this. I haven't seen that there's any movement in that direction, but I think that this challenge is significant enough and broad-based enough that we will start seeing some concerted action in the coming year.
The Great Migration, Catherine Semser, Research Fellow at PERC, Property and Environment Research Center at Bozeman, Montana, as well as the African Wildlife Economy Institute at the Stellenbosch University in South Africa, writing most recently at PERC magazine, The Great Migration. I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show.
Fresh cracked egg, sausage, melty cheese, and a toasty English muffin.
Honey? I appreciate you repainting our living room, but you're so into your McDonald's sausage McMuffin with egg, you've also painted the sofa, and the fish tank, and the cat.
Teal does bring out Mr. Pickle's eyes.
Right now, buy any size McCafe premium roast coffee, sausage McMuffin with egg, or McChicken biscuit, and get one for $1. Price and participation may vary, valid for item of equal or lesser value. For a limited time.